Metta is a word which brings up for us a thought of loving kindness, of friendliness, of goodwill. It's not just for the purpose of spreading metta to others, but of realizing the value of this quality as it develops in our own minds. Some of you have written that you try not to be angry, but you still have a lot of ill will. You try to forgive people who have hurt you and still feel angry towards those people. So the quality of metta doesn't mean that once we become good at practicing metta, suddenly all these people will be nice to us. That's not the meaning, and that's not our goal. But our goal is rather to use the loving kindness practice to purify our minds. So purification comes from an inner transformation. It doesn't come from changing somebody else. Happiness also doesn't come from what other people do for us. It happens through developing the qualities that bring about joy and well-being within our own minds. When I first learned how to do metta practice, I may have told some of you this story, I was trying to improve a situation in my workplace where somebody was being malicious and quite deceitful and was getting me into trouble. This was not a good thing. So I thought, well, if I practice this metta, then she'll be nice to me. So I practiced with all my heart, sincerely, and I went to my teacher, who's now in his late 70s in Nepal, and I said, "Bhante, she's still mean to me." And he laughed. It's like, "Oh, you're missing the point. The whole practice of metta is to purify your own heart. It's not to change other people. They may change because they may wonder what happened to you. But they're not going to change through your mental intentions. But we change. This is important. To transform the ill will in our hearts, to eradicate it. Actually, we cannot transform it. It's a certain quality of energy. But we can prevent it from arising by knowing the danger of it. And instead, we can practice a generosity of heart. Well, that person has a mother, and she loves her, and she's not being kind, and she will bear the consequences of that. She's actually behaving not well because she's suffering. Or he is suffering, therefore they're not nice to me. If we can think more like that and understand the connection between our actions and the result. So there's a karma. If we act unskillfully, eventually, not on our timetable, but eventually the law of karma is a law. Just like the gravity is a law, the law of karma is a law. So unskillful, unkind, untrue, unwholesome action and speech or conduct leads to a not good fruit for us or for others. We are the owners of our karma, heir to our karma, born of our karma, related to our karma, abide supported by our karma. All that we do for good or for ill, of that we are the heirs. So the development of loving kindness in the heart, you could even look at it a little differently, hold it differently, dress it differently. Call it forgiveness. People have harmed me. Let me bring up forgiveness. What is a generous way that I can see these beings who are born, get old, get sick, and will die just like me, who are stuck in ignorance? Therefore, they treat other beings unkindly, just like they treat me. So let me change my way towards them, be generous, and offer them forgiveness. You don't have to go up to them and say, I forgive you. It might not be skillful to meet them. What if they were to chop off your head? Really? You forgive me? There you go. We don't have to go to that extreme. But what is going on here within us, that's important. We don't have to prove to them, I forgive you. Now be nice to me. This is not skillful. This is ignorance. But to change the way we look at them, the way we see them, to understand them as human beings on a spiritual journey who are not getting the message. We can understand that and be tolerant. We're not going to be tolerant in a hateful way, but in a forgiving way. That doesn't mean that we allow them to abuse us, but we know the boundary. Okay, this person is unskillful. I forgive their poor treatment of me, but I do not condone it, and I will not associate with them. Even as nuns, if monks do not behave properly to us, then we can not pay respects, not be respectful. We can ignore and turn away. But we mustn't do it, well, that would be prideful and ignorant. But just, this being is not acting in accord with the Buddha's teachings, is not acting in a way that is worthy of a monk or a nun. So I will not deal with this person. This is skillful. And we need not say anything. We just need to know, be discerning, be wise. Even with lay people that want to offer us food, if they're not behaving skillfully, then we can turn our bowl upside down. There's a principle in the Vinaya, the turned upside down bowl, which is a way that we can respond when somebody who is engaging in criminal activity or in really unwholesome activity, we can not receive alms from them. The Buddha allowed this. So in the same way, if someone is really not treating us well, we can not keep company with that person. We must create a boundary. We must not allow them to disrespect us. But we do that with wisdom, not with malice or cruelty or violence. And even if it's just the silent act in our own mind, it's powerful, because our own mind is not being overwhelmed by that unkindness. We're able to forgive, but we will not engage. We cannot control what they do, but there's still a mind of forgiveness. This person is ignorant. This is the best they can do, but I can do better. I will not behave like that. I will be forgiving. This is how mothers can forgive the murderer of their own children. This happens occasionally by someone who has incredible wisdom. And they see it does not do them any good to bear hatred towards one who is hateful and violent. So let us do some moments of metta practice. Even if we are unable to practice goodwill, think of it in terms of forgiveness. That's goodwill, because it's not ill will. Goodwill doesn't have to be, oh, I love you. But with what you're doing, I offer forgiveness, because that's a generosity of heart. It's a beautiful mind state. It doesn't mean you can approve, but it means that you're not going to judge that person. That person will be judged by their own karma. It's not our place to judge others or ourselves. We should know when we're doing unwholesome deeds, and we should ask for forgiveness. This is very important. Even if someone, we feel they deserve it, this is an opinion. We could be wrong. Wouldn't it be terrible if we were wrong and held our hearts against someone for any action. So the classical way of practicing forgiveness or practicing metta, you can repeat some phrases in your mind silently, and you start with yourself. May I be well, may I be happy, may I be peaceful, may I be free from suffering. And do this for a few moments until you feel your heart opening a little bit to yourself. I'm not such a bad person. I'm pretty good. Not to get prideful, but just a warmth and compassion. Yeah, I'm trying my best, and I'll do better. This is good. And then we do the same thing towards someone we are really grateful to. Somebody who's a benefactor, a mentor, a spiritual friend, an ally, mom, dad, brother, sister, child. Even to your baby, small baby. Spread loving kindness. May you be well, may you be happy, may you be free from all suffering. May you be at peace. Let's try that. I don't know that we'll have time to go beyond the very loved person, but just know that the formal practice of metta eventually builds for us enough understanding of the beauty of this process to spread our forgiveness and loving kindness unequivocally to all beings. All beings, no matter what they've done. Forgiveness is such a powerful force in this world. I just heard this morning when Donnie's family was around him and he was just about to die. He knew they were in the room and his sister said, we're here, Donnie, or something like that. The tears started rolling down his cheeks. He couldn't speak, even though he had disavowed his family. I have no family. But just knowing that they were there while he was dying, his tears were an acknowledgement of his love, of his gratitude that they were there, even though he had disavowed having any family. There they were. How powerful is that? What can we bring up at the last minute in someone's heart is worth doing. Just focus on your own heart. Bring up those words of warm feeling, gentle feeling, a tenderness, a care. Care for yourself. May I be well. May I be happy. May I be free from all suffering. May I live in peace. Just keep in your own words, use your own words as you wish. Keep repeating those phrases again and again until you start to feel almost a melting sensation. Don't force it. Go gently. Be real. Letting the heart open, softening, tenderizing, abandoning what is painful, old memories, just abandon them. Why cling to old stuff? Bring in what is beautiful, what is life-giving. What is healing? Bring it in. If we let go the old stuff, the new, the gentle, the pure, we'll heal the pain that we carry, the grief, the regret, remorse, the fear. It'll heal it, disband it, dissolve it. May I be well. May I be happy. May I be free of suffering. May I live in peace. Peace in my own mind. May this happen for me. Why not? Yes. It shall, it can, it will. Taking this warmth of heart that we've developed a little bit, let us direct that towards a dearly beloved person. May you be well. May you be happy. May you be free from suffering. May you truly be at peace. Connect to that person. Try to visualize their face in your mind or feel them here in the room with you. Imagine they're sitting here with us. They might be right here. Wherever they are, we can be there in a moment through the mind. The mind is very vast. It can encompass great space. In a mind moment, we can be next to that person as we sit here and wish them gladness, goodness, freedom from pain, well-being in body and mind. May you be well, may you be happy, may you be free from suffering, may you be truly at peace. This is a generating loving kindness, radiating a loving feeling of the heart in the direction of this person. Covering them with loving gratitude. Feel grateful. Such goodwill and gratitude. Imagine getting up every morning with gratitude. Now feeling grateful for this special friend, benefactor, guardian, mother, or parent. Ally, guide, counselor, teacher, Kalyanamita, spiritual friend, mentor, protector. Feel gratitude, feel love, let it flow. Let it grow. Expand it. May you be well. May you be happy. May you be free from suffering. May you live in peace. Strong intention of radiating metta towards this person. It's not thinking about them, it's a feeling. It's an energy field, a field of feeling. We experience an opening of the heart, a connection, a tenderness, a generosity, reaching out, a concern, profound care. We want the best for this person. Now, moving on to someone who's a friend, a good friend. Someone we like, we feel happy to be around, spend time together, a friend. And we wish them, in the same way, unconditional love and kindness, well-being, happiness, freedom from pain, and peace. As if they were here in the room. The heart speaks, it opens, it directs metta towards this person. May you be well. May you be happy. May you be free from suffering. May you be at peace. And spend the next few moments repeating those phrases to this new person that you bring up in your heart. This person is on your side. They support what you do. They encourage you. They express their like for you. They're reliable, trustworthy. These are good things. And we express gratitude with our hearts open to them. Keep your mind on your friend, your heart directed towards this person that you like, that you want their well-being. Don't let your mind wander anywhere else. Keep your attention there. If you want the metta to develop, there has to be continuous intention for it to develop and make it dynamic, directing it, radiating it, really opening the heart to that person. Now we will introduce someone neutral, someone that works in the local grocery store, somebody at your bank, a colleague at work. You're not close. You say hello, good morning. But there's a nice feeling. The person who delivers your mail. Direct your thoughts towards this person, wishing them in the same way. May you be well. May you be happy. May you be free from suffering. May you be at peace. This person also has a mother, a family, a home. People love that person, want them to be well. And we add to that wish. May you be well, may you be happy, may you be free from suffering of any kind, mental, physical, social, safety on the road. May you live in peace. Maybe we could care less, but we're learning to care. It's important for us to learn to care. This is the meaning of this practice. Now comes a more challenging person. Bring up someone that has been cruel, hostile, critical, negative, unlovable. Someone that has been unlovable. And try again. Try to forgive. Try to let go. Try to hold that same quality of heart towards this hostile person. You could even say enemy, but we already know that the enemy is in the mind, not in the person. So we offer forgiveness and wish them well. We offer unconditional, loving kindness, quality of mind. Not condoning their action, but wishing them freedom from suffering. May they be wise. May they be peaceful. Wishing them happiness. Not may they be nice to me, but may they live in peace and well-being. That's a lot right there. Can we approach that? Can we let go? Otherwise, it's like spiritual death, to kill someone in the heart, close the door on them. It's a violence. And the violence then is within us, to hate. It's a violence, it's a poison. If we want ourselves to live in peace, we must find reconciliation in this way. And we can. We just practice. May you be well. May you be happy. May you be free from suffering. May you live in peace. May you be wise. May you be skillful. That's a blessing, to wish someone we don't like, or someone who's been nasty, to wish them wisdom. And cordiality, skillfulness, for their own benefit, but for our own benefit as well. Then the mind becomes malleable, becomes bright, full of light, shiny, polished, pure. This is a gift. We give ourselves, we give each other. We must try. And repeat that. If it doesn't work at first, we give it another go. Until we find it is possible to let go. Once we see the benefit, we will run to this direction in this way. We will run towards this and take it up. Very quickly, this needs a lot of work, a lot of attention. Let's extend now towards all beings in this room. May all beings here on the retreat be well. May you all be happy. May you all be free from suffering of every kind. May you live in peace. Extending that to all beings in Toronto, all beings in Canada, all beings in the world, regardless where, who, every being, everyone. May all beings be well. May all beings be happy. May all beings be free from suffering. May all beings live in peace. We keep wishing this again and again. Radiating, opening the heart becomes luminous, bright, strong, vast, unshakable, boundless, spreading this wonderful quality of metta in all directions. We must try.